Audacity Loop Back, Part 2. Hello and thank you for joining me for another episode of my podcast. In this episode, I continue using my Vocalizer Direct Voice Tom and Jaws to talk about how to record your voice and screen reader together with Audacity. This might be useful for people who want to create podcasts to share their experience on how to use a program with screen reader, such as Jaws, NVDA. Okay, enough talk. Now I'm going to share my experience on how to record your voice and your screen reader using Audacity. To record your voice and screen reader at the same time with Audacity, you need to install Audacity 2.0.4 or later, then config in two steps. Step 1, choose loopback from the input device in Audacity, and step 2, configure microphone. With step 1, if you don't know how to record what you hear from your computer, sometimes called loopback, you may want to listen to my previous episode, which demonstrated how to do this using Audacity. In this episode, I just talk about configuring microphone to record your voice and screen reader. To record your voice while record a screen reader, you must enable the feature called Listen to this device from your microphone. The steps are, choose speaker from the system tray.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. A long point. Speakers colon 64%. 14 of 14.
Press enter, and choose recording devices within its context menu.
Enter. Context menu. O. Open volume mixer. M. Playback devices. P. Recording devices. R. Enter. Leaving menus. Select a recording device below to modify its settings. Colon list view microphone. Realtek high definition audio. Default device 1 of 2.
Use arrow key to choose the microphone you want to record from. On my laptop, I choose Realtek high definition audio, which is my default recording device at this time. After pressing down arrow key to choose my microphone, I press insert up arrow key to make sure that I choose the right one.
Microphone, Realtek High Definition Audio, default device 1 of 2.
Now press Tab to find and activate the Properties button of this microphone.
Tab, Configure button, Alt plus C. Tab, Properties button, Alt plus P. Space, Microphone Properties Dialog, General Page, Edit, Microphone.
I've just activate the Properties button using Spacebar. Now press Control plus Tab to go to the Listen page.
Listen page. You can listen to a portable music player or other device through this microphone jack. If you connect a microphone, you may hear feedback. Listen to this device checkbox not checked.
The first control I see here is a checkbox called Listen to this device, which we needed to record our voice. Press spacebar to check it.
Space checked.
Now press tab to find and activate the OK button.
Tab. Playback through this device colon com tab. Power management control tab. OK button.
If I press spacebar to activate the OK button now, run Audacity, press the record button, then talk to my microphone, and do something with my screen reader, Audacity will record all of it. When I play the recorded file, I'll hear my voice and my screen reader together. However, I cannot demonstrate it now because of a lot of noise around me, and it will make my podcast quality pretty bad, so I'm sorry for that. I've just shared my experience on how to use Audacity to record your voice and screen reader together. This might be useful for blind people who want to create podcasts to share your experience to the world. I don't have a good digital recorder now, so this method is very good for me to do a podcast or a tutorials for my students. Let's try and give your feedback. If you have any feedback or question, feel free to contact me with the following informations. Email dangmangalong at gmail.com. Spell DANGMANHCUONG at gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at DangManKwang at ManKwangSai. Spell MANHCUONG PSY. Thank you for listening. See you next time.